Ramble. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Aria.
Hello.
Our beautiful producer, Rachel.
I just love to sit with them.
And our sweet angel, Pixie Miles.
Miles
getting crazy.
A new call. After 7 p.m. now.
Apparently, Miles is a werewolf at night.
Yeah. This is our night two recording. If you joined us last week or wherever this falls in order of release schedule,
we mix it up.
Whenever I was wearing this sweater last was just a little bit ago, and so it's even later at night. You guys, we're bringing back one of the segments that you always ask us for. We get a lot of requests to do advice. Mm-hmm. You guys send us some great questions. Iconically, Free Bread Friday.
Oh, Free Bread Friday.
That was really just...
Seriously.
I'll never forget Free Bread Friday.
It really tickles me that people want our advice.
Yeah.
Did you ever imagine in your life that you would be one who who would give advice to people?
You know, I would say I am the... What's her name? From Sex and the City. You know, I'm sometimes the Miranda of the group.
Oh, okay.
So I don't need to be asked to give advice. It'll just come out whether or not people want to hear it or not.
No, I don't think that you're like a tragic advice giver.
No. I would say I'm... Recently, I heard you don't have to have an opinion on everything, and I'm trying to...
Who told you that?
TikTok.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was like a friend.
No.
A former.
It was Becky. You don't have to have an opinion on everything.
It was kind of talking about how you can get like in the mindset of like, I don't know. I was having a conversation with someone about Taylor Swift, and it was like, they didn't like the, 10-minute video, and I liked the video. And it's like, okay, well, you didn't really need to like... If I tell you I liked something, is it necessarily productive to our conversation for you to be like, I don't like that?
No.
And I do that sometimes. So I'm like, okay, so you don't have to have an opinion on everything.
Oh, I love that.
In our kindergarten classroom, we used to say, don't yuck my yum.
Yeah, don't yuck my yum.
It's neither yucky nor yummy. It's up to you. But if you don't have to yuck my yum. If I like it, I like it.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's a better version of if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Because... that's a little problematic because if you have something constructive to say that may not be particularly nice, you should still feel like you can say it.
Yeah.
And so I like the don't yuck my yum. Like if somebody is loving something, don't pee on their parade.
Yeah, don't pee on their parade unless they have a problem with
the parenting book.
Don't pee on their parade.
No.
What's the how not to hate your husband after kids? She says, "Don't pee on the prize."
Don't pee on the prize. That's what it is. Yeah, don't pee on the prize.
That's where your parenting partner does something for you, but they don't do it as well. You know,
they don't do the way that you want them to.
They're not swaddling them right, or they're like taking them out and it's too cold. Blah blah blah. Don't pee on that prize. Just take the prize. Take the time. Take the help. Don't piss all over it and ruin it.
Yeah.
Just let them do it. Yeah. They're going to figure it out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, don't yuck my yum. Don't pee on the parade. And don't pee on the prize.
As long as they're about like wacky things, not about like, real life things.
Yeah.
Like people's existences.
If your friends is in like Trump
or their bodies,
toxic relationship, you should help them.
Yeah. You should definitely yuck that yum. Absolutely.
That's not yummy.
Like I said, constructive.
Constructive. Yeah.
Okay. But if it's like, I like Taylor Swift and you're like, I don't. Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. Or you could say like,
also that 10-minute song hits. I love it.
It slaps.
I listened to it like 3 times today.
It slaps.
I love when Rachel talks about something that she really likes because it's like, it's almost orgasmic. You're like, that hits.
Oh, Taylor Swift 10 minutes.
It hits. Oh, girl.
Taylor's version.
So
Taylor's version. I'm also just so proud of her for owning her music.
Right.
I'm like, get it. I will only listen to Taylor's version.
Yeah, right. 100% same.
You are the reason she did those.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that.
She loves
I just tell Spotify to play Taylor Swift. And if it plays another version, then I'm like, this sucks, but I'm not gonna tell Google to change it.
No, Ariel, tell Google to change it.
I'm sorry.
Ariel, we're gonna yuck your yarn. Tell Google to change it.
Okay, well, we could get into this. Why? What exactly happened here?
Do you wanna do it?
This is a lot.
It is.
I mean, I guess
lot.
In the simplest forms, Taylor's library, she didn't own it.
Right.
And her, she tried her, to purchase it.
Her company, yeah, she tried to buy it.
The record company said no.
Yeah.
Okay, but who is the record company? Was it like Sony?
I think she has like a toxic manager. Scooter is Braun. The problem.
The, right? So it's the manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's her manager. Former manager, I assume. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And basically, well, she was like, person, I want to own my music. I'll buy it. And they were like, mm-hmm, no, you can't. And she was like, fine. You know, I'll re-record all of it. The rest of it's coming, Ariel. It's definitely like about the principle of it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if we're talking about principles, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I think we are. Also, a chance to roast Jake Gyllenhaal again.
Right, yeah, for exactly. 10 minutes with Dylan O'Brien.
Come on.
My sweet little Styles from Teen Wolf.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I want for Taylor to be making money, not some unnamed manager or you know, multi-billion-dollar company.
We've done it. We've convinced Ariel to sure she's listening to Taylor's version.
I'm just categorize myself as a Swiftie, but like I love a woman standing up for herself, and that 10-minute song slaps.
Yes.
Yeah, the song is really good. I love that little, I mean, it's also because of TikTok, but it's the, I was never good at telling jokes, but the punchline is something.
That your girlfriends,
please
your
keep
lovers,
going.
Your
please
lovers, keep going.
I keep getting older.
I keep getting older, and but your lovers stay my age. Girlfriend!
Whoa.
That really cuts to the core 10 years later.
That cuts.
And I think he does have like a 25-year-old girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
Because he's a famous actor.
Also, Jakey, if you're listening, hi.
Were you the coffee shop girl?
I was the coffee shop girl. We've met in two coffee shops on two different coasts. Mm. It was very romantic both times. But where's her scarf, Jake? Where is it?
Give it back. Also, scarf? Really, a scarf.
I think it's symbolic.
Okay. I was going to say, like, Tay-Tay.
She bought, like, thousands of them and sent them out to all of her number one fans.
That's amazing.
They all got red scarves.
How did we not get one?
We're not Swifties, but one of my good friends is a Swiftie. So
yeah.
How would you consider, like, what do you need to do to be a Swiftie?
You have to just be a super fan and just like know about all the stuff.
I mean, I know all the words.
Whatever happened with her IP better than we just did.
Guys, I know all the words.
We hacked our way through it, Rebecca. We tried our best.
We kind of guessed
all the words to all of her songs.
Yeah,
even the old ones, the country songs.
This friend of mine, who was like the brand manager and social media head of social media for NBC and for The Voice, who has worked with Keith on Bring the Funny. Anyways, he...
Oh, I was like, Keith wasn't on The Voice?
No, like, but he Voice? Did all of NBC. I mean, he has a very large team, but he did all of NBC's social media. So he knows Keith. But Taylor Swift came and played at his engagement party. Played a song. Played three songs, really.
Well, that just That's means nice. That he's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
does that make
and
him a Swiftie?
He is a huge Swiftie. Loves her.
Yeah, I think that makes you a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I get my info from, but not in detail because I get lost.
Interesting.
Just top line.
I think we can move on from Taylor Swift now. We all on. Love her.
Now
we all
love.
Know all of her music, but we are not diehard, right? No. We're just normal Swifties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like everybody else in the whole wide world.
We could be better Swifties. We could be good.
I would go to a concert in a heartbeat.
I'm going
to
go home and Google.
Me too. Heartbeat. Oh my God.
Let's go.
Ladies.
I'll go to a concert. Well, I won't go to a concert.
I probably won't go to a concert right now.
I said no to like four concerts.
And I need to wait till my children are vaccinated. But yeah, also, if there were no COVID, I would love to go to a Taylor Swift concert with you.
Oh my God.
I'll do it. First, we'll Google what actually happened between her and her manager, and then we'll go.
Are you going to read us?
I'm going to Google it right now.
Oh, you're going to
I'm going to read the Wikipedia. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go on to the advice column.
We're doing advice.
We're
going to do some advice.
Ariel, did you ever think you would be a person who is giving advice on the internet?
That's a great question.
Slash the airwaves.
That's a great question because I feel like I'm an excellent advice giver. I'm not gonna lie. I feel very strongly about many things, mm-hmm. which makes me really good at giving advice because mm-hmm. I have no filter. Mm-hmm. And I also have no, what's the word when you are checking out and you get a candy bar?
Oh, impulse buy.
I have no impulse control.
Impulse buy. Impulse buy to impulse control. That's
you call
so
it a
funny.
Good Tuesday, Ariel. You call it a successful shopping trip.
That's right.
That's so funny.
I have no impulse control.
I love a strong opinion because either you will be like, yes, Ariel, you're right. That is what I should do. Or you'll be like, no. I'm going to do the opposite of that because that is making me feel some things. But a strong opinion helps you nail down your own opinion mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah. And guys, I'd like to know your opinion mm-hmm. on this advice from a junior higher.
Go on.
A junior higher.
Junior what age high. Range is that, Becky?
Junior
13
high.
13 to
8th grade, I believe.
13 to 15. 13 to 15. No. 100%. Because
12 to 14?
No, I was a 14-year-old in high school.
No way.
I got my driver's license at 16.
Listen, you're just naturally gifted.
No, you're not 15. You're not a 15-year-old freshman, eighth grader.
Freshman year.
That's insane. Okay.
Freshman year, you get your driver's license. No, and then
you get your driver's license sophomore year. If you get it through the school.
You don't. You get it through the city.
I got it through the city.
Oh yeah, my school had a program.
Wow,
we had a driver's ed class.
Sounds like Becky's school is taking on very young children.
You're 12 in Norway.
12 years.
You said 15-year-olds were in eighth grade.
15.
You are not.
Have you seen the movie Eighth Grade? It is intense.
13.
And then you graduate when you're 18.
Yeah. How long is high school?
4 years.
So how old would you be? 15 plus 4.
19.
Do you graduate at 19?
No.
You graduate between
17
and 18.
Yes.
So that would mean 18, we need 19. To dink back.
I graduated at 18.
Yeah.
I was 15.
You were not 15 in 8th grade, Ariel. I assure you. Yeah. Ariel?
I went to school in Texas. My birthday.
The school system isn't that bad there. You wouldn't be that old in 8th grade.
November, so I was probably 14 for 3 months.
You might have had the whatchamacallit. Some people have like the extended, they go like 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 7th, 8th, or 7th, 8th, 9th
yeah. can sometimes be considered junior high depending on your school system.
Yeah, depending on your school system. So maybe you had that school system.
Hmm.
But or I'm gonna have to call your mom and ask how old you were in 8th grade.
20 years and you're forgetting.
Yeah, right.
But 15 is really young.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's really old for junior high.
That's true.
You have a learner's permit.
You're right. You're 100% right. I had my learner's permit in high school. You're so right.
We solved it.
We did it.
The mystery.
The mystery is
Ariel's junior high.
But 15 just seems so young.
It is very young. 15 is young. But we're going even younger. I don't know how old this gal is. She says... Her title's Junior High Boys. Ugh. Ugh.
Ugh.
Hey, Chai Gals. This might sound overdramatic because it probably is. Don't doubt yourself, girl. But my best friend and I like the same boy. He knows we both like him, but he's in a relationship. Oh my God, this is dramatic, girl. I received word from one of his close friends that he was thinking of breaking up with his girlfriend. Strike one, bad friend. The friend said that one of the two of us might have a chance.
Oh no.
What is he like a little Lothario?
The friend who's this gossip Romeo? Monger.
Yeah, there's like a little Lothario here. I've relayed all this information to my close group of girlfriends, except for I assume the other girlfriend. And now we're waiting for what's funny is I think she meant to say Hank or him, but she wrote honk. I really like the typo because it just says we're waiting for Honk to make a move.
Okay, wait, he's dating girl C while girls A and B both have a crush on him mm-hmm. and he's considering dumping C to get with A or B.
Yeah.
I do not like Honk.
This is only from Honk's friend. So how do I react if he chooses to date my best friend? How would I tell my best friend if he chooses me? Is this all annoying drama even worth it? Please help because I honestly don't know what's going on anymore. Sincerely, redacted.
Honey.
Redacted. Okay.
Honey.
I have an expression for her that I think will help.
Please. Okay.
Don't count those chickens before they hatch, baby. So true. Don't count those chickens. Why are you worrying about who he's going to pick? He's still dating someone.
Also, he's dating someone. There have to be other guys.
Do not wait around for this rooster to break up with a chicken just to date you, to probably break up with you to date someone else.
Yeah.
He is playing games.
Well, he's not. The other kid
is. This boy must be like the least pimply, like most tallest boy that you have ever seen in the whole world. Because how does he have three gorgeous women coming after him?
Well, and he's also got a bad friend.
Clearly.
He's got a bad friend running around being like, oh, Honk's going to break up with his girlfriend.
Honk!
Like, why are you? That's not a good friend move.
No.
That's a bad friend move.
Okay, that friend really wants to date one of these girls, but cannot.
100%.
That's why he's gossiping.
100%. He's gossiping to like have an in.
To like
he wants
talk to
be
them.
A part mm-hmm. of it.
So I would say, redacted, consider mm-hmm. the friend. He's clearly a bad friend, but clearly interested.
Yeah.
If he's telling you this.
Honestly, though, like this guy dating some girl, wanting to break up with her to date another girl. Yeah. It's all bad news. Just like, you're in junior high. Have fun with your girlfriends.
Seriously. Yeah. Make some of the best girlfriends of your life right now.
And keep them and have
and
fun.
And keep them. And yeah, like, seriously.
Do some fun crafts and do your homework and post cute selfies and like, you know.
But you know what?
Don't take it all so seriously.
I also think they should talk about it though. They've already talked about both liking the same guy.
So
they should be like, hey, so weird. Honk's friend told me that Honk might break up with his girlfriend and that he likes one of us. That's so weird, right?
Isn't How do you
that
feel?
Is that what he told you?
Is that what he told you?
Air like, out the laundry.
Yeah.
Don't let Honk get away with anything.
Secrets he makes are no fun.
Make a better friend out of this situation.
You can keep a secret in front of this stuff.
Secrets are no fun.
Here's the other one. It's from Pretty Little Liars.
No, I don't know it.
Two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Yeah. That's the theme song for Pretty Little Liars.
I know, it's so dark.
It's okay, so go dark. One step darker, Becky.
Okay, but her question was, how do I deal with it if he chooses her? And my thinking on that is, let it go. You know, this time in your life should be all about your girlfriends and just making those close connections and learning about who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And so, who cares if who he chooses? Like clearly he is kind of flighty, you know? Mm-hmm. And so don't take it too hard. Like he might break up with her and then, you know, say like, oh, wait, you know, redacted is cute.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really don't hang your every fiber on this.
No, use your brain space to think about something else. Like you don't even think about that. You don't even know.
Calculus.
That's so far.
Do your thing.
That's so far. Calculus in eighth grade?
Aren't they fucking 15?
Genius 15-year-olds. What kind of genius 32-year-olds in junior high?
I can't do calculus now.
Oh, I fucking love calculus.
I cannot.
Oh, man. Oh, calculus is the best. Especially when you take it at the same time as physics.
Oh, hello, Ned.
Yeah, oh, whoa. See, this is why Ned and I get along so well, is because we nerd out over this stuff.
Wait, when are you doing calculus in your real life right now?
Eighth grade.
Yeah, clearly.
Currently.
Clearly in junior high.
Wait, but do you want to hear something that I actually, this was a dead ass conversation with my therapist once. We were talking about math because I was really bad at it. And I was like, I just don't understand why you have to take math. Like you said, when are you using calculus right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't get it. Like I don't use those skills in every day. Yes. Could I be better at adding and subtracting? Certainly. Would percentages more than 20% help every once in a while? Absolutely. But like the other things, like learning about triangles, whatever. And she said that they actually, she said learning about those things is actually just to build your confidence and teach you those like problem solving skills. Mm-hmm. And then, but then she was also like, it sounds like your confidence was not built by these math classes. She said, I think it had the opposite effect on you.
I like your therapist.
I do like it.
We broke up. But yeah, that's why they teach you. I mean,
no, that
that's
makes
why
sense.
They teach you calculus.
Also with like budding young brains, I think it's important to exercise them to like their fullest extent. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there are those, you know, Einsteins that go on to like they take that and their brains just go like, mm-hmm. oh fuck yeah, I see this in my head.
Yeah.
You know, and they go off with
it. Is that you?
No.
You want to fight after this?
You want
just because I'm mad that you're so smart and doing calculus in your free time.
Oh, you guys. Oh my God. I was so mortified
earlier. It's almost 8 p.m. I'm so tired.
I was at the, physical therapist, for like a neck issue. And they said, raise your right arm. And I raised my left arm.
Happens.
And he was like, your other right. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a 36-year-old adult woman and I don't even know my right from my left.
It's fine. No,
fine. Happens all the time.
How do you guys, okay, so I have to physically look at my hands.
Really?
Yes. And see the L.
No.
I don't know my right from my left.
That's so funny.
Do you?
You're just doing calculus all willy-nilly, but you don't know your right from your left?
It's
in my muscle memory, which way's right and which way's left. Yeah, I don't have to think about it.
Memory. I think I don't have to think about it.
It's like breathing.
I have to see it.
Wow.
I have to see it on my hand.
Seeing is believing,
I have to see the L.
That is weird.
If you think about it, can you close your eyes and see words? Like can you imagine things in your head?
I can see the word word.
Right? Yeah. Mm. If in your head you think of the word word. Some people apparently can't. That's what TikTok says. I don't know if it's true.
I don't see other words.
Yeah, but you could see words. Like if you think of a word, you see it in your head. So think of left and right in your head. Left is on the left side, right is on the right side.
But I can't tell you if I just left, do it. Right.
They don't like left, refer right. to...
But like if you think about it in your head, the left is physically on the left side and the right is physically on the right side. Like when you look at the words in your brain.
Only if I...
Left and right.
Only if I say them left, right. But if I say right, left...
Yeah,
right,
so you got it. Yeah, side. You got to say left, right. Mm.
Yeah.
Got to say left, right.
Mm. Fascinating. No, it's just easier to look at my hands.
Nice.
Okay. Well, what... Sum up this middle school drama for me, Becky.
So I think summing up the middle school drama, I think she just needs to, you know, not waste her time. Mm-hmm. Not waste her brain space thinking about things that aren't, you know, happening at the moment, and explore a relationship with her friend. Mm-hmm. Have a nice conversation about boundaries and how you would feel if you, hypothetically, if one of you dated someone that the other one liked, would it be weird? I mean, do you guys have anyone at your weddings that was an ex? Do you have any exes at your weddings? Mm-hmm. I always feel like kind of weird sometimes. I did.
I had to tell Ned that he could not invite an ex.
Oh.
But the exes I had at our wedding were not true exes. Same. Like we did not have someone who I like dated for years. It was just like, there was like a fling here or there who are still friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
And everyone was aware.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everyone at the wedding was aware that
we gave a toast
hooked up with this person.
We gave a toast.
Yeah. No. So you drew the line in the sand. You said no ex here.
I didn't say no exes because he did actually invite like some people that he had hooked up with. And I probably did too. But there was one in particular that was very close to when we met.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That he, you know, like, I don't know. There was just a little bit of sort of weirdness around it. And I was like, I would really appreciate it if this person was not at our wedding.
Yeah. You don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
No.
It was weird.
No.
Oh, I have one lasting piece of advice.
Okay.
As a mid-30s woman, there is not a single boy from junior high who I still keep in touch with at all. Mm-hmm. But there are quite a large handful of girlfriends.
Absolutely. Same.
So,
same.
Just 20 years later, the boys mean nothing to me. And some of the girls are some of my best friends.
I love that you said that because that's exactly how I feel. I made some of my very best girlfriends. Like my oldest friend is somebody that I met in middle school.
What's her name? Claire?
Carol.
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 I was like, I know
one of
this
mine
one.
Is Claire.
Carol.
Yeah. I have two.
Yeah. I mean, some of my very, very best girlfriends I met in middle school. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I had a posse of girls that we just, oh man. Yeah. We shared everything, boys included. Like boys, boys honestly meant nothing to us. And they, I feel like we owned the world in middle school.
You probably did.
You did.
You were 17 in middle school, ruling the world.
Doing calculus.
Doing calculus.
Drinking an Oaky Char. Yeah. So grown up.
Junior high was a wild time. Guys.
What's next?
We got another one. I think this is a really good one. I think I'll do the Am I the Asshole because this one is just like.
It's so good.
Wackadoodle.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's
okay, before this, I thought this was a game where you tried to be or not be the asshole.
For those who do not know,
Am I the asshole?
Am I the Asshole is a Reddit thread where people write in and they say, this person is being an asshole, but am I actually the person who's being an asshole?
Yeah, they present a situation that they perceived and then they say, am I the asshole in this situation? Because they're unsure. My 19 female boyfriend, 21 male. Oh my, she was saying she's a 19-year-old female. Her boyfriend, 21-year-old male, was meeting my family for the first time. It was the first time I brought a boy home. I was a lonely girl when I was in high school. Oh, and my sister, 21 female, okay, a couple years older, always felt superior to me and let me know it. She has been dating this guy, 20-year-old male, for a year or so, and I don't have any problem with that. My boyfriend goes to the gym a lot and is super muscular and strong.
Awesome. And I'm not laughing at
the way she wrote. I'm laughing
super
at
muscular
me
and
saying
strong.
Those words.
Super muscular and strong.
I fully believe her boyfriend is super muscular and strong, but that tickled me. My sister's boyfriend is more of an intellectual guy and looks really weak compared to my boyfriend.
Not clearly super muscular, not strong.
When we were all together with my parents, my sister started being mean to me as always, and I never know how to react because I get really angry. But if I do something too strong, then my parents act like it's all my fault. So I got an idea. I found a jar in the kitchen that was hard to open and asked my sister's boyfriend to try. He didn't want to, but I insisted. And after he failed, I made him keep trying for some time. This, as I expected, drew attention from my parents, my boyfriend, and my sister. Finally, he gave up, and my boyfriend opened it really easily. My father thought it was funny. But my mother and my sister realized what I had done and were upset. My boyfriend says that although he understands that my sister is bad, what I did to her boyfriend was not justified because he hasn't done anything wrong. Am I the asshole?
Yes!
God, what a dick move. Like, have you ever heard of like projecting? Okay, like you're mad at your sister,
I
so you're gonna make this like
even answer this because the way you read that was so funny.
Well, at first I didn't want to be mean to the person who was writing it, and then I was like, you're an asshole. You do deserve to get to be made fun of a little bit.
That's
in this
a
situation.
Jerk move.
That's a dick move.
Yeah.
So rude. But your sister's mean to you, so you're going to be mean to this guy?
This sweet.
That's not nice.
I'm just imagining he's like this smart, adorable guy. You know, your sister sounds like, you know, she sounds like a tiger, right? And she, like, he clearly is out of her league, right? And so, I don't know.
Is he?
I have
he's so weak.
I have like this, he's 6'8".
I have this idea in my head.
He's
I have
a
this
genius. Idea in my head
where these two, the you know, these two sisters are just like Kardashian level hot, okay, you know? Okay. And when
you're picturing Kardashians, I was picturing the Family Stone.
I don't know what that is.
Not that movie.
What is that? Is it sad?
The saddest Christmas movie of all time.
Sorry.
Like, you only watch Family Stone if you, like, really need to cry.
Yeah, you finish the Chardonnay and you
just
sob.
And then you just turn on Family Stone and you're just like,
what is this? I don't even know what this is.
Ariel, don't watch it. Don't watch it. I mean, but watch it, but don't watch it.
I would love it. But I would sob, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Are there horses?
And there's sisters and there's a mom. You would really like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Anywho. I'm imagining Kardashians.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hot, hot, hot. Mm-hmm. One of them, the older sister, kind of mean, you know, but like she's hot mean.
Yeah.
And so.
Some people are into that.
Whatever, you know, and, but she's got this like, I don't know. Her boyfriend is
Pete Davidson.
There you go. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
So intellectual type,
like wimpy and also high all the time. Can't open a jar.
Cause he's
not
so
unless
high.
He's hungry.
not unless he's full of chicken.
What?
What?
Chicken. Isn't that what people like to eat?
I meant because he was hungry because he had the munchies.
Right. Is that what you mean too?
So it's full, the jar has chicken in it.
What chicken have you ever gotten in a jar?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, she's funny. A stoner. She's our secret stoner.
That's why Ariel's high right now.
She's high AF right now.
She doesn't need to get high to be stoned.
I don't. Yeah. I truly do not.
Life lesson.
Like, just talk to me about the stars and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man. So yeah.
No, I think she's the asshole.
I think she's the absolutely asshole. Absolutely the asshole.
You just
she's
need to talk to your sister.
Being a jerk.
I think she needs to talk to her sister.
And leave the boyfriends out of it.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, kind of the way she described them was kind of like very one-sided perspective.
A little asshole-y.
Uh-huh.
Also, like, asshole-y. Both of these guys are outsiders in this family situation. Mm-hmm. And the situation is clearly between you and your sister.
Don't
like,
take them in.
These poor guys do not need to be involved.
No.
You know?
Like, but I do appreciate the boyfriend, the super strong and muscular one, being like, no,
that was
trash.
Because I'm like, imagining
some couples, they aren't separate. You know what I mean? Like, they'll like... just kind of feed into whatever the other one's opinion is. And they're like, no, you were justified for doing that with the jar. And it's like, no, you should have someone telling you like, yo man, that was like a dick move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm imagining the two boyfriends like chatting in a corner somewhere and being like this weird family, right? Like,
they're just like
so dysfunctional.
They're like, what about that jar, bro?
like they're gorgeous, but.
Yeah. So I think that one's pretty, I think that's a pretty cut and dry. Am I the asshole?
Is there another? Mm-hmm.
You are the asshole.
Yeah, we do have another Am I the Asshole.
I love this game.
I know, so fun, right?
Yeah.
You get to judge people.
This one's...
But I don't know them. There's no strings attached.
Exactly.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift to
Welcome
me.
Welcome to the holidays.
Welcome. Happy Hanukkah, everyone out there.
Okay, so this one is a British person because they said mum.
Okay, well then you know what you need to do, Rebecca.
Oh no.
Come on,
Harry
Becky.
Potter.
Is that pretty good? It's a Russian Harry Potter.
You need to read it.
Clearly,
in your best
I was
British
very
accent.
Good at accents in school. Okay, so this one is really long, so I'm going to read it real, real fast
in a British accent.
Yeah, really let's hear it.
Hi guys. No, I absolutely cannot do it.
Is that it?
I'm wanting to seek advice on whether I'm the asshole for refusing to stay in a tent for over 2 weeks so that my stepsister can have my bedroom over the Christmas break.
What?
What? I'm already outraged.
A tent? 20-year-old female.
A tent?
I have just finished my second year of university, and I've recently returned home for the summer because my lease is finished at my flat. And also to make some extra money for working for the new university year. I'm living at home in one of those spare bedrooms in our house, and I'm not paying board to my mom because she doesn't make us when we're at university and we're trying to save for the next year.
Yep, that makes total sense.
That's nice. Parents. If I was working and living at home, then she would make me pay board. My mom and stepdad in total have 6 kids and only 3 bedrooms. However, the reason not everyone has their own room is because my 3 stepsisters are either living with their mom or have moved out in their own place. That's a lot of people in a house.
That's a lot of people.
Currently, only me and my brother are living at home, and the spare bedroom is for my youngest stepsister, who my stepdad has part custody of and regularly comes to stay, so it's only fair she has her own bedroom here. Recently, my mom came to ask me if I would stay in a tent for 2 to 3 weeks with a proper bed mattress so that my oldest stepsister, 22 female, who is working and already moved out, can stay in my bedroom with her boyfriend. She had already asked my older brother, who refused. At first, I said yes to appease my mom. But after thinking about it a bit more, I've come to realize how unfair this is. Realize, spelt with an S.
Wait. 2 to 3 weeks in a tent outside in the UK?
I mean, they could also be in like New Zealand or they say mom other places.
Why are these people coming to visit? Like, are they coming to
for Christmas?
It feels like, why are these people coming? Why are these children coming home?
I'm just trying to understand, like, could they, like, are they coming because they can't afford their own place?
I already have an answer for this whole thing.
Are they coming for the holidays?
It sounds like for the holidays.
I would assume like holidays are just like,
if it's holidays,
and her mom's solution was a tent.
Have the visitors sleep on an air mattress or something.
I mean, there's 2 more paragraphs. Guys.
Okay, let's hear.
There's 2 more paragraphs. How come my sister gets top report? How come my stepsister gets top priority over me who is living here? I know that I'm not paying board and can't lay claim to a room, but I am working full time at the hospital starting at 8 a.m., which is 30 minutes away from our home, meaning that I will be waking up at 6:30 a.m. to get ready for work. All of my clothes are in my bedroom and I wouldn't have access to the room when my stepsister and her boyfriend are sleeping in there. And I doubt they'd be up that early for me to get anything. I'm also currently doing a big psychology research and methods summer school paper right now on top of work. And I have a lab report do around the same time that she is there, and I need a space that I can complete that work without distraction. I can't help feel ostracized from my family by being kicked out of my bedroom for another sibling, and it makes me feel like I don't have a proper home to come back to. The house is technically my stepfather's and not my mom's, which I know it probably makes a difference, but as a mixed family, isn't it important to make everyone feel like they have a place in the family and household to come back to? If I was coming home for just a visit, I'd have no problem staying in a tent, but it makes me sorry, the staying in a tent is really tickling me. But it makes me feel pretty bad being kicked out of my bedroom so my sister and her boyfriend can have it. Her boyfriend's family also lives in our area, so if we really wanted, she could stay at their house to have a bedroom. So Reddit, am I being the asshole?
Stop.
Thanks so much for your response. Oh, here you go. We got a mistake. Edit, just found out from my brother that my stepsister is actually here for 10 days, not 3 weeks. So my mistake.
She's not the asshole.
She's
this
not
is crazy.
Asshole.
I don't think people she's the not asshole. Heard of Airbnb.
Like seriously,
stay nearby.
Well, yeah, but what if they don't have the money to stay?
Stay at the boyfriend's parents' place.
I do think they could stay at the. But what if they don't have a good relationship with this? The boyfriend doesn't have a good relationship with his family.
Then air mattress in the same room. But she can't go sleep in a tent outside.
Okay.
She's living and working. Isn't it cold?
I'm taking issue with. Okay, the part that gets me is that the mom asked the brother, and the brother said, "Fuck no."
Yeah,
and then she asks this daughter, and the daughter says, "Well, okay, no, you need to go back to your mom and say." Well, what should have happened is that you should have said, no, it's not fair of you to ask me that.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's not fair. Okay. Truly, it's not fair of your mother to ask for you to do that.
But someone pays mortgage on the house and it's not her.
But she lives there.
I don't think anyone should go in a tent.
All the children should be treated the same.
I don't think anyone should be in a tent.
Turn the living room into Air Mattress Central.
All the children should be treated the same. And she should not be kicked out of this room just because another sibling is showing up.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they aren't like, couldn't they sleep on the floor in the bedroom?
Yeah. Right.
Or on a couch?
There's an air mattress. Get one on Amazon for like $45. You know, like,
maybe they don't have the space for an air mattress.
It could be very small.
And they have the space for a freaking tent.
They have to work something out, though. You can't just ask one of your children to sleep in a tent outside.
The tent is so funny.
That's not the
strangest. Like, maybe it's commonplace, though. Maybe in other places it's like common to be like, instead of an air mattress, you have a tent outside.
The mom and the dad. The mom and the dad are the asshole here because. Like the sister, I feel like if I were this sister who was coming in with her boyfriend, like, yes, it is two people versus one person. Mm-hmm. So asking two people to stay in tent versus one person, I understand that. But still, like these two people are coming in and you're literally going to kick somebody out of her bed that she's like living in and all of her stuff is there.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's like. Not that this would matter, but it's not like she's even like a 35-year-old living at home. She's a university student.
Right. It's not like she has a home. Like, this is her home.
She's working in a hospital right now.
And she's working like COVID and writing times, papers.
Yeah. You're not the asshole.
She's the asshole. I don't think we should ask anyone to sleep in a tent.
No. Absolutely not.
Unless you really like camping. Ew.
No.
No. This couple should have stayed with the boyfriend's parents.
Yeah, they should.
But what if it's
that?
Not an option?
Well, see, what I'm thinking is that the mom, like, wanted so badly to accommodate or something like that, that she didn't even like tell this other couple that I'm creating a story in my head. But she didn't even tell this other couple that they're kicking what's her name out of her.
Why couldn't what's her name stay on the floor of the little sister or the older brother?
Yeah.
I don't care why she has to be in a tent outside.
Yeah, like a tent outside is very extreme.
It's very extreme. It's very extreme.
Are you telling me like in their rooms there isn't enough floor space for like a little twin-sized air mattress and a sleeping bag?
But like a couple for 10 days, you don't want to sleep in the same room as another couple.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you can't afford an Airbnb, yeah, your options are limited. I would sleep
wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll take the floor.
Why but can't the big I would not sleep in a tent. Sleep with the little sister.
No chance in Hades.
In her room.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Just in the living room.
I think I need more information on what this family's house looks like and what their idea of a tent is. Because they had a mattress. They said there would be a proper mattress.
In a tent? Isn't it cold?
It's the holidays, right?
I don't know. We're guessing on timeline. Miles could have gotten this from like 1984.
They did email us. Oh, no.
No, this is Am I the asshole?
This is just
a Reddit thread.
Well, I hope Reddit told her she's not the asshole.
Yeah, I don't think she's the asshole. Mm. I think you just like tell your mom like, hey, I don't want to sleep in a tent because I'm not a camper.
Also, like,
can I please stay inside?
Is there another option? Like,
yeah.
You find a compromise.
Yeah, compromise.
You know what I would say is, mom, mummy, can we maybe talk about this and see if there are other options here.
Yeah.
You know, like you're asking me to sleep in a tent for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That actually turns out to be 10 days. But maybe we could all talk about this together and just see if there are other options here.
Yeah.
Maybe they could sleep in the living room. Maybe they could stay at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that it is the easiest thing for me to go sleep in a tent, but Perhaps.
That sentence. That would not be the one. Step one, get a tent. Step two, put up a tent. Step three, put a proper mattress in a tent. That can't be easy. And I don't camp, but that doesn't sound like camping.
Layer up to go sleep outside?
Right, exactly. What's happening? Go to my room where these two people are sleeping. Get my clothes. Walk out to my tent.
They're on holiday while she's going to work each day.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they just need to chat about compromise.
It just seems like this wasn't fully thought out. You know,
because
Or they hate her.
I think that's the other option here we have to explore. Like, what is she doing that they're like, go in a tent?
Sweetie.
No, I don't care what your kids do. Please don't put them in a tent.
What,
Becky? What could I do that would make you put me in a tent?
I don't know.
Do you like tent Grandpa Barry? Do you tent him?
That little demon. If I had a tent to put him in, I'd put him in there. I'd be like, you're going in the tent, Grandpa. You little goofaroo.
I love that his first name is Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Grandpa.
Into the tent.
Into the tent you go, you little demon. That's the only thing I could think is that like this girl has done something like tragic to her family and they're your only option is a tent.
Please go into the tent.
No.
Do other people go in the tent? Like has anyone else stayed in the
tent?
It
just sounds like she hasn't stood up for herself.
Yeah. I just don't know how tent is the easiest option.
She needs to. Okay. I would love for this person to stand up for themselves.
Yes.
Do you think?
Do not accept the tent life.
Yeah. But also still be pretty respectful because you don't pay mortgage on that house. You are living for free. You're living free 99.
That's what children do.
Yeah.
I agree. Just I agree with Rachel. 99. That's what children do.
Do you think there's some weird dynamics going on with it's her stepdad's house and 100%. Her stepsister's coming and her mom is not standing up for her as much as she should.
And I think
and so her mom is like, my daughter will go in the tent.
I wonder if the mom is not standing up for herself as well and her family. Yeah, I know. This is getting into some sticky, sticky stuff. And it doesn't make me, I'm not comfortable with it. But I want for these women to stand up for themselves. I want for the mom to stand up for herself and for her daughter.
To stand up for
herself.
To
say, no, I will not sleep in a tent, mommy.
Exactly. Not even with a proper mattress.
Not even with a proper mattress, mommy. I won't.
I'm working at the hospital.
I need to go to hospital.
Okay, exactly. Guys,
I think we solved that one.
Okay. Yeah. She's not the asshole. You're not the asshole. Also, that's the answer. Yeah.
Also, comment below if... where you're from and where you're listening, is it common for people to sleep in tents?
I don't know.
Like, are we the asshole? Is that like commonplace somewhere else? Are we like asshole Americans being like, I never sleep in a tent?
Like I don't mind sleeping in a tent.
When your house is overflowing with people, do you go sleep in a tent?
Okay. Get an air mattress in the living room or a couch.
Legitimately, shortly after graduating college, I would sleep on friends' floors or I would just get into their bed with them. There would be three of us in a double. Yeah. It was cozy.
Absolutely.
Best night of sleep? No.
I cannot tell you.
Was I in a tent outside? Also, no.
Okay. When Ned and I were traveling as a young couple, the two of us would sleep on a couch together because we couldn't afford anything else.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch,
like. We would snuggle on a sofa.
Yeah. Mm. It's not good, but it ain't bad.
It's a sofa.
It's a place to sleep.
It's a place to sleep.
You don't have to be doing anything else. You don't have to be writing a research paper.
It's 10 days.
Going to hospital.
It's 10 days. Just sleep on the couch.
I would definitely be the asshole in this situation if I did have to sleep in a tent. One, because I would refuse to sleep in the tent. Like I would like just sit on the floor and never move. But if I did end up going to the tent, I would wake up at 3 a.m. every day, like easily an hour before I had to be anywhere. Uh-huh. And then I would go into
Wait, you have to be somewhere for?
Yeah, I have to go to hospital. I have to be ready for hospital. I would go into the room. I would get my clothes and I would blow dry my hair in that room.
Yeah. You'd be like, sorry to disturb you.
Sorry to disturb your slumber.
I have to go to hospital.
I have to go to hospital now
and then I have to work on my paper.
Yeah. So I would be the asshole if I was forced to sleep in a tent.
I think we are the assholes with our terrible British accents.
Mummy. Mummy, what do you mean?
Sorry.
Pip, pip, I think we solved it. I wouldn't even call that a British accent. What I
mean, it wasn't, but neither's mine. So no judgment.
This one says, hi, pals. This is not Naomi the asshole. This is our friend.
Great.
We like our friends.
Okay. They're probably listening. Big difference in the advice.
We like our friends.
Big difference.
Over the past year, I've become very scared of going out by myself, especially at night. So I've just, girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Same.
I drove here at night. First time I've driven at night and
yeah.
Don't even know. I did not change lanes once.
Yeah.
You took one street to get here.
One street.
One lane.
All right. So she says, she's been very scared of going out by herself, especially at night. So I joined my university's martial arts club to learn some self-defense. Fuck. Ooh. Yes. Yeah. I am becoming disheartened because I'm very clearly the worst there and have not taken to it very naturally as other beginners have. The falls and rolls are difficult and I often bump my head and have to sit out. I know the right thing to do is carry on and watch myself progress, but I can't help thinking maybe it's just not for me and getting hurt doing it is a sign I should cut my losses. Are martial arts just not for me because I'm a fragile, accident-prone young woman? No. Or do I have to accept being the slowest learner and getting bruises? Your advice is greatly appreciated. Yours sincerely, trying to fight like a girl.
Oh, good for you.
That was very cutely written.
That was very cutely written. I want to be your friend.
Also, yes, we are all terrified of being alone by ourselves at night.
Yes. Yeah,
I would say that's a very common
fear. For taking martial arts.
Yes, what a productive reaction to that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, seriously, taking some control.
Okay. First thoughts on this for me are, if you're enjoying doing it, keep doing it. But if it's like getting you down because you're getting hurt and because you're getting bruises or whatever else, don't take it as I'm not good at this. Take it as this is not for me. You know, there's a subtle difference between those two. One of them is blaming yourself and the other is telling yourself that this just isn't something that I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't suiting me. Mm-hmm. You know, and the two are, they're subtly different.
Mm-hmm. I think she should quit the class. I think she should quit. Don't get hurt. I don't like getting hurt. I don't think people should get hurt. If you're getting hurt doing something,
See, it's funny that you say that because my first instinct is, nah, girl, keep it. Keep going. Just work it.
I don't know. I think
there are other options. Like there are other, you could take, there are self-defense classes.
Like a singular self-defense class that gives you some tips and tricks without beating you up every week.
Yeah. But it also sounds like she's comparing herself.
I know. See, but I'm often the worst one in a sports or sports adjacent situation. Mm-hmm. And
what's that like?
It can make you feel really shitty.
Yeah, it makes you feel bad.
makes you feel really bad because you're just not getting it and you feel like everyone's progressing. So mm-hmm. then like no one can take the time to help you slowly. Yeah. And so you're just like, I'm not going to get there. Mm-hmm. And it can just make you feel bad about yourself. So
if you're getting hurt, she said she's hitting her noggin and has to sit out.
Yeah. That's hard.
That's embarrassing. Really,
your noggins, you got to protect your noggin. Yeah. You can't be hitting it.
Yeah.
You can't be hitting it on the ground.
If you enjoy the class, but it's not going great, you can keep doing it. But if you don't enjoy it and it's stressing you out, mm-hmm. you should stop.
Yeah. Quit. There's no, I think there's a false narrative around quitters.
100%.
Yeah. I think people think if you quit something, it means that you failed at it. But no. I don't think that's true. I think it's you set a boundary with yourself and you said, oh yeah, this isn't for me. I'm going to go find something that is. So you can quit. That's fine.
I like that.
Quit.
I heard an anecdote somewhere, and I don't know where, that where some kid was talking to his dad and he was like, wow, it's really brave of that other kid to jump off that cliff into the water. And his dad was like, yeah, and it's really brave for the person who didn't want to not do it. You know, both are good.
Totally.
Huh. Yeah, so I think, yeah, explore some other options. See what else is out there. Because, you know, we're a room of three ladies right now who all said we're also afraid of being by ourselves at night. So yeah, there's got to be other ladies or gentlemen or anyone who identifies any sort of way who are also scared of being by themselves at night. There mm-hmm. are other people at your university who feel the same way you do.
And martial arts isn't the only way to do it.
No, you know? Self-defense.
The self-defense class.
You heard about pepper spray? You heard about mace?
Oh, yeah.
That can make
you know, depending on where she is, she can have pepper spray. I brought pepper spray to New York and I got in trouble.
Really?
That sounds like some patriarchal bullshit.
There's a lot of things that you can do as like, you know, somebody who is not athletically inclined that will make you feel safer as well. You know, like, do you guys have, this might get a little dark, but do you guys have like a go-to thing when you're walking alone that you're like, okay, obviously this is what I'm going to do if I get like mugged or if somebody attacks me?
Sometimes look under my car for someone hiding under it before I get in.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
But if you're walking alone, do you think to yourself like, okay, if somebody comes up to me, I'm prepared for this. Like if you have like a 10-minute walk or something.
I literally open my phone, I dial 911 without pushing it, and I will take it with me.
You'll hold open. It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like just ready.
Isn't
that crazy?
No.
I literally put my keys through my knuckles.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you what I learned on the tickety talk.
What?
That's not, because I was also a key knuckler. So my two things are, I flip my ring around because I'm like,
all the jewelry, flip it around.
And then I use my other hand to put my keys in between it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw on TikTok, this guy was giving a self-defense class. And he was saying that the reason you don't want to put your knuckle or your keys through your knuckles is because when you eventually do make contact, mm-hmm. they're actually just going to go back into your hand.
Oh, and slice your hand.
Yeah, slice your hand. And the way you actually want it. So this is going to another like dark place. The way you actually want to do it is you want to keep your keys. I don't have my keys on me. In your hand, like a knife.
Yeah,
like holding it in your fist, because then if someone tried to hurt you, you can go. And it wouldn't slide out of your hand.
Listen, I have 911 at the ready.
Yeah. That's my and I also, I often will pretend that I'm like on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, like obviously I won't have my phone out if I'm mm-hmm. scared, and I'll like, you know, jewelry aside and everything. Mm-hmm. But I will like pretend that I'm on the phone with somebody.
Yeah.
Especially if there's somebody nearby. Like if there's somebody walking behind me and I'm like a little weirdly scared or something, which like what is the basis behind that of being scared of just a person like near you when you're walking? I don't know.
I would say the statistics of the amount.
Sure. Yeah. But like walking in Chicago,
bad things happen to them when they're walking on the street.
We don't walk in LA very much, but like Chicago, New York.
But going out to parking lots in LA.
Oh, sure.
I'm telling you, I'm checking under the car. Every time.
Nothing wrong with being prepared. I'm like beeping, turning the lights on my car before I even get there.
But not too soon, because I don't want someone coming in the other side.
Mm, interesting.
I don't do it too soon.
I have not thought about that.
Sorry. Did you guys ever watch Oprah's The Show Could Save Your Life?
No.
Okay. Wow. Let me take you for a wild ride. Oprah taught me how to get out of a car if it was going underwater.
Stop. Yeah. You break the window, right?
Well, no, you're supposed to wait. You're supposed to crack the window.
Well, yeah, you wait until, until it fills with water
and then you crack it so you can get out. Otherwise, the force will push you back in.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was this girl who was
on it. I've never thought of this in my life.
That's just physics. Oh my God. That's just physics, Rachel. Yeah. That's where you use fucking calculus.
I'm drowning in a car. I'm not in a physics state of mind.
That's just physics. About, like, it's like a mental preparedness thing for, like, if the worst thing happened to you, what would you do? She had people on the show who were in these situations. So there was someone who was in a car that was sinking. You know, they went off a bridge and she talked about how she got out of it. Mm-hmm. And then this other girl was on. And I will literally never forget it. I was probably in like seventh grade and I did it all the time in college. And still, if I am by myself leaving like a party, I will always leave with a half full bladder. There was this girl who got like attacked on the street and she was on the ground and, you know, it was heading in a certain direction and she peed and it startled her attacker and gave her enough time to run away.
Wow.
She peed because the person didn't expect it. And so it startled him him for a minute. And she was able to use that minute to run away.
Whoa.
So straight up all through college and still you if I'm like, by myself, I will go with a half full bladder.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That is fascinating.
It just got stuck in my head. And Miles is like, now that we're on pee.
I've never heard the pee trick.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard don't put your hair in like pigtails or a ponytail because it gives them a good place to grab.
Oh my God.
I've heard that.
I think we need to take a self-defense class.
We do.
Let's take a self-defense class.
Try staff and then we'll report back. Yeah.
We'll do it with
everyone at the office. Maybe someone will come here and teach us.
Oh, I bet they would.
Teach us things.
I'm all about like this whole self-defense thing. Like, I don't know what it was in college where I just... like I learned something that made me feel very confident when I was walking by myself, you know, that I could handle this situation, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I'm looking at you guys, I'm bigger than you are. Mm-hmm. So I think that has something to do with it. You
know, taller.
just size, you know, like I could kick him in the balls and what it would rocking? Probably 5'9"? Be a fair amount of force.
You watch him, you're rocking 5'9" over there, girl?
Yeah, yeah, 5'9".
Damn.
5'9", 150.
5'6".
Yeah.
5'6", 150. What are you working with?
5'4". Really?
I
thought I was 5'4 and 3/4". It turns out I'm more like 5'3 and 3/4".
Oh, right.
I got it wrong.
It's okay. We'll put some lifts in your Birkins.
Yeah.
Always wearing Birkins. Just you can't save your life in Birkenstocks.
Yes, you can.
What are you talking about? We built chairs in Birkenstocks.
That wasn't safe. And the internet was really mad at me for letting you do that.
Rach, throw those shoes off and run.
Yes, I will. I will run.
Also, I've had this argument with Ned before. Fight or flight?
Flight.
Flight.
And then fight.
I am a fighter.
Oh.
I am not a runner.
We can
end it there. But seriously,
I think I could book it.
Never in my life have I thought to run. I have always turned to fight.
What does that say about me? It depends on what the situation is. I was reading a spy book once and the spy said most like the people on airplanes that die when it crashes is because they didn't move. Or like someone who's getting like robbed or like had an icky feeling.
They froze.
Yeah. As people can't get their seatbelts off. People in car accidents, things like that. Like their fight or flight doesn't kick in as quickly and they freeze.
I feel like I turn around.
So he
and
said,
I become
just
like,
run always. He said, if you ever feel bad,
super
run.
Aerial.
Run everywhere.
I turn around and I'm like, fucking come at me, bro.
Oh my God. Fulmer over here.
I can't help it.
Well, full throttle Fulmer.
So this was something that really has happened between us when we were like young and walking around Chicago. Ned was like, nah, I'm a runner. And I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. You need to protect me.
You should absolutely always run. If someone is, that's just the final advice we're going to give you is just run away. Run away and be loud. Guys, I think we should definitely do an episode where we learn self-defense.
I would love that.
Who are listening to this and you own a company that can teach people about self-defense,
go ahead
and plug it. Plug it in the comments.
Call me.
Call Rachel.
My actual phone number is.
Yeah, right. But yeah, thank you for sitting with us this week. Thank you for helping us decide who the assholes were. And giving all
thanks,
of this.
Mommy.
Love you all. Please stay safe. I feel like everybody needs to stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. Go get vaccinated. Go get boosted. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. We love you. Bye.
Bye.